USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Talks between Ukraine and Russia remain fragile, but the two countries plan to continue talking some more on Tuesday. This as Russian forces continue to attack cities in Ukraine. The Kremlin has made little progress over the weekend and remained largely stalled. Troops remain 9 miles from the heart of Kyiv. Its Mayor Vitaly Klitschko tells CBS News his city remains in the crosshairs.
Every night, during the day, during the night, people spend weeks in underground, in bunkers.
The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away about 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will give a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. USA Radio's Lance Pry with the details.
Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression.
The mayors of New York and Washington are seeking the public's help in the urgent search for a gunman who's stalking homeless men sleeping on the streets. At least 2 people have been killed and 3 others have been wounded in less than 2 weeks. The NYPD and D.C. Metropolitan Police have released several surveillance photos and a close-up of the man's face. Investigators can see they knew little about the suspect or his motive. The Dow closed barely up on Monday. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were both losers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A country legend has decided to fold them when it comes to a recent honor.
Country icon Dolly Parton has officially bowed out of her nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. She shared her decision on Twitter, writing, "I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. I don't feel I've earned that right. I really don't want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out." She also said, "This has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in my career, which I've always wanted to do." She also wished the nominees good luck and thanks again for the compliment. The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be announced in May. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
This is not a joke. Pete Davidson is going to space. The Saturday Night Live star is among 6 passengers when Blue Origin is launched later this month. Blue Origin is the space travel venture owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Davidson will be the 3rd celebrity on the flight. He'll join actor William Shatner and former NFL star and current Good Morning America host Michael Strahan among the alumni that took the flight. Blue Origin's first flight took off in July. Cameron Smith claimed the Players' Championship. For the 28-year-old Australian, it was the biggest win of his career. He'll cash in a $3.6 million payday. Listen to news anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.